This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans was, class, it's abundantly clear to me that there is only one solution. Get out of Dodge. That's the only thing I can think of. And if you think about it, many of your instructors have done exactly that. We've gotten out of Dodge. We are preparing for our families. That's exactly what we're doing. And I don't see any other way around it. Class, if you have the stomach for it, Paul L. Williams, Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the Vatican, the CIA, and the Mafia. It will take quite the constitution to listen to this audiobook or read the book. You can get the audiobook. It's available on eBay. It's not inexpensive. The information is almost like a compendium of what scandals we've been talking about in the alternative media. It's vast. It's deep. It's all-encompassing. It's about drugs. It's about homosexuality. It's about corruption. It's about presidents. It's about the assassination of a pope. It's about money laundering. The institutions that you trusted, you will learn that they are not to be trusted. It's what we've been talking about, not just us. This is information that's in the public domain. You won't believe it. But it'll cement those thoughts that you have and had. Operation Gladio, you might want to check it out. I've been listening to this audiobook for at least the fifth time, at least. And I'm still stunned by the things that I hear that seem to be new each time I listen again and again. Hours and hours and hours. It's 12 hours. Unabridged. Rich, have you read this book or listened to this audio?
Not specifically, but you know how many stories I've talked about about totalitarianism, Marxism, communism, science, and politicians being bought and paid for, American sellouts like greed, cowardice, tattletaling, corruption, spinning this, lying about this, divide and conquer strategies, fraud, treason, teaching people to hate your country and promote victim group or protectionist group status, pedophiles, no more merit, aristocracy controlling the serfs, I mean, lawlessness, racketeering, collusion, narrative selling. We don't have all the old virtues that meant something, like hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, merit. They've literally gotten rid of it. Ability, skill sets, being an American, nothing matters anymore. So regarding that specific book, no. But I've given thousands of stories over the years about what we're talking about right now.
Those 12 years or so that we've been working at USA Prepares together, all of those thousands of stories, that is what Operation Gladio is about. The things that you have been talking about for 12 years, it's unbelievable. So what I'm saying is, class, if you want to hear it a different way in 12 hours, 12 years worth of work that Rich has been doing. It's in Operation Gladio, the audiobook. It is stunning. It will break your heart. The names of, oh, there's an airport, Dulles Airport. You'll learn about Alan Dulles. You'll learn about the assassination of a pope. You'll learn how the cardinals, in order to rise up through the ranks, you have to have a protector in the Vatican. And the protector, between 20 and 50% of them, of the people in the Vatican, are homosexuals. So the likelihood of being a homosexual in the Vatican is pretty darn high. And you'll learn about how politicians like girls. All the things that we've been talking about. Young girls. It's like Epstein. It's like the Clintons. It's like the mafia. It's like the three-letter agencies. Money laundering. Drug running. Weapons. Illegal weapon sales. Put it all together and it's there. It's all there. It is gut-wrenching and heartbreaking. I just went off on that little tangent. So if you don't believe anything, please don't believe anything that we say. Don't even believe what's in Operation Gladio. But you will be stunned if you choose to look it up. It's on eBay. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Let me put an exclamation point on what you just said. Look, what it is, and we've proved all of this, folks. All this, it's white male privilege and all that stuff. No, it's the gazillionaires who have it. Even Malcolm X made it very clear that white liberals control blacks through tricks, deceit, hypocritical and political games. You know, they basically. It's false promises, and it's all about selling out. You know, these gazillionaire, wealthy, white, liberal people who are basically, most of them, born on third base. They are the true domestic and international terrorists. AOC says, you know, and the Democrats will, soak the rich, soak the rich. But it's never been about equality, fairness, inclusiveness, equity. These are all politically correct buzzwords because I have proven thousands of times with math, with economics, with financial data, that the poor and the middle class, the bottom 93% are losing ground. It's all going to the top 1 to 2%. So these people who are touting all this stuff, who have the biggest mouths, are also, as per data, the least likely to give and to help other people. And this is why they psychologically profile people to be in certain positions like government workers, because you're being hired based on your gender, the gender you identify as, your skin pigmentation shade, your sexual orientation, your religion. Better not be Christian. This is what they do. They are purposely lowering the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for the job on purpose because they want to implement UBI and MMT, which is Universal Basic Income, Modern Monetary Theory, and give everybody to be on corporate or government beer money. And I say corporate slash government because that's the fascist system that they're bringing in to control us and consolidate power, money, and control. There's no more rule of law. It's all been sabotaged. They're literally aiding and abetting all crimes, election integrity, and all these people care about, especially these people I've just talked about, is their salary, their benefits, and their pensions. It's not about policy. It's about personal and national destruction. It's a regime that is literally selling weakness. Why do you think Russia invaded Ukraine? I think after Joe Biden left $86 billion of our highest tech weaponry, that was kind of like an open invitation, don't you think? The strategy is purposely inept, corrupt, lawless. These people, when you give them questions, they literally pass the buck and use subliminal messaging for an answer. They're all kiss-ass and yes-men syndromes. you know, even when they give the jobs report, a lot of these new jobs are people who already had jobs. Everything is breaking down on purpose. You know, when I was born in 1960, we had 5.7 million family farms. It's maybe a third of that right now. And that's if you include all the farms that are being bought by China and people like Bill Gates. This is all done to feed the corporate oligarchy, to take over food, to take over seeds, to take over your survival. And what I'm blue in the face saying is that we have to have uncomfortable conversations. We have to make the difference. We, the people, we have to be the judge and juries, because the judges, the lawyers, the courts, they've been blackmailed, they've been paid off. It's all rigged. They have sold out the people and our Constitution. This is our home, and we have to make a choice if we, with regarding the inherited freedom and liberty that we got and Constitution, it's our right to fight for it. Or else basically what these people are saying is that over a million combat soldiers died in vain. You know what another way of saying that is, folks? They died for nothing. For nothing. So do you want to live with that? I don't. All right, I got to move on to more articles. Pardon my tangent here, Vince. See, this is what happens, Vince. It's all your fault. You go off into a tangent, and then I go off into one.
Well, since you mentioned tangent, currently they're back. Now, I could have sworn I heard you mention tangent. 1960, 5.7 million farms in America. The number now is just somewhere around 2 million.
Yeah.
You're right. Your numbers are right. Back to you.
Yeah, I do ridiculous, radical, extremist things like using facts, proof, evidence, and truth. All right, I gotta go. Before the last break, I was talking about the Project Veritas video that I think everybody in this audience has seen multiple times. Last I read, there's about 50 million views of this video across the internet. So people are waking up, people, and congratulations for that. But, you know, just like all the people who has thanked me for saving their lives, I don't look at it that way because I've given the information. They should have this information. They need to read and research. So I'm asking everybody, I'm not being ungrateful. I appreciate when someone says thank you for giving me this, you this information. But I want you to take the ball and run with it. And what I mean by that is you have to share this information with as many people as you can. It's uncomfortable, especially in certain venues, but we need to do this because we are in the last minute of the last hour. Okay? Pfizer director says company is looking to mutate virus to create future vaccines. And this is an interview with Emerald Robinson, the absolute truth. See, they hate the truth. Pfizer responds, we definitely don't do gain of function except when we do. And I'm looking at a Pfizer report here. You just can't even make this stuff up. This is gaslighting 101, people. That's exactly what this is. When they say they're not doing something and they do it, I'm looking at evidence right in front of me on how they say they don't conduct gain of function. And then the second paragraph down, such virus may be engineered to enable. I mean,
do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just as an exclamation point, in the public domain, there's a website from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, also known as USDA. And on it, it says, more than 90% of farms in the United States are classified as small, with a gross cash farm income of $250,000 or less. These farms, most of which are family-owned and operated, confront considerable challenges due to current trends such as increased movement into cities, an aging population, farm consolidation, and changing weather patterns, end quote. Now, my take on this, and I am one of those small family farmers, with a gross income of $250,000 or less. That's a gross income. That means if what you sell, the total of what you sell, would be the gross income. If the gross income, if you take out the costs and you make a 10% profit for that farm, that family farm, that if it were 10%, which is an enormous percentage, enormously high, that would mean that the family, the entire family, would have an income of $25,000 before taxes. That's what that means. Now, that's the maximum, $250,000 gross. Let's say you take the average of $125,000 gross income. That means that the farm would have a family income of $12,500 for the family. Everybody, before taxes. So, when you think about farmers, and you think about what Rich said, there are fewer and fewer farmers. You wonder why? I don't know a single farmer, nor do I think any other farmer knows a single farmer who is farming without another job. I don't think there is such a thing. I don't think in the United States of America you can be a farmer without having another job. A small family farm, it's impossible. How does one buy a $40,000 tractor brand new when the income for the entire family would be $12,500 before taxes? How is that possible? It's not possible. The small family farm is going away. However, during the first Great Depression and during this one, farmers can still eat. That's what they can do. They can eat. Rich, back to you.
Well, thanks, Vince. And to our listeners today, I'm only going to get to about 5% of what I prepared for, and it's all Vince's fault. So the three excuses in life today is it's Trump's fault, it's Russian disinformation, and it's Vince's fault, just so you know. So since Vince is blocking so much of my information, I'm going to share my new business model with you. We are bringing Disco back. That's the new business model, business plan. And so if anybody wants to donate, please feel free to send a check. And Vince has already sent me his pictures of his bell-bottom pinstripe purple bell-bottom collection. So we'll see if this business model works. Yeah. Any tangent comments, Vince, before I move on?
Yeah. And if you want to donate, it's really easy. Just go to your radio, turn it over, and on the bottom, imprinted in the plastic, you will see the address to mail your donation. And if you decide that anything that we said warrants a full refund of the purchase price that you've paid for this broadcast or any of the other broadcasts of USA Prepares, that address is on the bottom of your radio. Just send a letter with a postage, first-class postage on a return envelope, and we will send you a refund for the full amount that you paid for the broadcast. Back to you.
Just so you know, folks, no matter what happens, I'm still funnier than Vince. So just keep that in mind. The reason why we sometimes say stuff like this, folks, if anybody knows me, half of what I say sarcastically or jokingly, because I give very sad, despair-type information, because we are trying to wake you up. We're trying to get you to be proactive and create a plan of action to survive. That's what we do. Okay, I'm just going to wait till after the break, and I'm just going to rip off more published articles and interviews in the public domain, and hopefully I'll make up for it next time I'm on the air. We'll be right back, folks.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. An ice storm is impacting portions of the southern plains and mid-south and is expected to last through Wednesday, bringing the normal dangers along with it, falling trees and power lines and slick roadways. About 3.3 million Americans are under an ice storm warning this morning, with 16.5 million under a winter storm warning, according to the National Weather Service. The White House announced Monday they will end 2 COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11th. The COVID-19 national emergency and public health emergency will be extended to that date and then lifted. And yes, that will end Title 42 restrictions and expulsions. Cindy Williams, who played Shirley on Laverne and Shirley, has died. Her family announced she passed away Wednesday of last week and it was announced Monday. She was 75 years old and died in Los Angeles, California after a short illness. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
Got
your.
Take my. When you go to the
PC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Achievements with his class. What the Daily Mail's reporting about Hunter Biden is just unbelievable. That family is just despicable. And headlines, quote, set your phone up so I can spy on you showering, end quote. And it says, quote, read the outrageous text Hunter Biden sent to 29-year-old female legal assistant whose pay he threatened to withhold unless she FaceTimed him naked, end quote. Unbelievable. That's the family that is at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Back to you.
Yeah, and I have an article here, Vince, about, I don't know, I'm obviously not going to get to 98% of the stuff today, about a Google executive following I remember one by a guy who was a student at Columbia, I think in New York. And long story short, this woman, he was on a roof with this woman. She was drunk. She wanted sex. He refused. She called her boyfriend and the university authorities and said that he raped her. And it was all bogus because he had it on video. And nothing happened to her, and his name was plastered all over. It depends. All depends on what group you're in. Whether it's a victim group status or, like Hunter Biden, a protectionist group status. There's no rule of law, folks. None. All right, I'm running down the minutes. I got some important articles I want to mention here. Pfizer executive, I want to shortcut my shortcuts. Mutate COVID via directed evolution for company to continue profiting off of vaccines. COVID is going to be a cash cow for us. That's not what we say to the public. People won't like that. Don't tell anyone. These are all quotes. You should be livid, not just America, but the world. The world. Biden's foreign influence is destroying the U.S., and he's beholden to blackmail, not the American people. None of them are. Both Pfizer and Moderna, when this Project Veritas video came out, folks, that I think is close to 50 million views, they literally turned off their replies on Twitter because they didn't want the backlash. They couldn't control the facts with their propaganda. That's the best way to look at it. Directed evolution. Pfizer considering mutating COVID virus to develop new vaccines. Don't tell anybody. I want you to think about this, folks. This is not, you can use the term mass murder. You can use the term crimes against humanity. Where is the Nuremberg 2 trials? I know there's several around the world starting, but it's amazing how our judges, lawyers, and politicians don't want to do their job. See, when you're bought and paid for, when you're blackmailed, when you're threatened, and all you do is care about your own self-importance and not the people, this is what you get, folks. We're literally living in a Twilight Zone episode. Another way to look at it is we are recruiting followers for death, destruction, treason, and sedition for people to manufacture their own perception of everything. And we're really living consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness. And it just leads to no justice, just the wealthy elite taking down the masses of people. With whether it be hoaxes, hate crimes, big tech, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters anymore because people aren't doing their job. Pfizer executive admits Big Pharma making viruses more potent and COVID likely escaped Wuhan lab. Well, I don't know if it escaped Wuhan lab because they used it for election fraud, for mail-in ballots and things like that. We've talked about this till we're blue in the face. We've talked about so much stuff, and we're going to be talking about this in a couple minutes. Project Veritas, Pfizer exploring mutating COVID-19 virus via directed evolution to continue profiting from vaccines. These are all articles in the public domain. This is from Robert Malone, Dr. Robert Malone. The World Health Organization is planning 10 years of pandemics from 2020 to 2030. Are you awake yet, people? Busted. Pfizer R&D exec claims he lied about mutating COVID to impress a date like normal people. Okay, normal people don't lie to impress a date. Normal people use facts and truth and intelligence and patriotism and courage to impress a date. Basically, what he was doing when he was busted, he was throwing out two types of victim group status, because everybody could see he was on a date with another man. So he used that as one, and then the second one during his rant when he was literally assaulting the Project Veritas people. It's on tape. This isn't Rich saying it. He was grabbing the iPad, throwing it on the ground, trying to break it. I mean, just totally lost it. And then he said, look at all the white people around here. So this is what people do when they're caught. basically go into default mode. And we've talked about this. Look, when they get you to be, what's the best way to do it? Emotional. This is what the powers that be, this is the psychology, the psyops. We've talked about this. They get you to react in an emotional way. Once you do that, critical thinking is over. There's no chance of critical thinking. We've proven this. Okay, I got to move on. 17,000 doctors and scientists signed a treaty that declared, quote, I'm quoting here, the data confirms that the COVID-19 experimental genetic therapy injections must end. They can damage your heart, your brain, your reproductive tissue, and your lungs, unquote. This is an understatement with the information that we have given you. And I say we, not just USA Prepares, but the alternative media that we've given you over the past 2 years. 17,000 doctors. See, this is what happens, folks. Everything gets censored and then gets spun to sell narratives. That's how they do it. Okay, here's an article I thought was very interesting. I've seen a couple like this. It's titled, They Knew, Why Didn't the Unvaccinated Do More to Warn This? And they're basically saying the unvaccinated has blood on their hands. So this is part of the psyop. One of these articles was, they thought it was satire. Basically, they're trying to blame everybody but they can but themselves. And I'll tell you right now, us on USAPrepares.com, Vince is online, he can verify it. I did not change my decision on this vaccine from day one, before it even came out. I gave all the red flags. I saw it right off, and I gave tons of evidence and proof. So they can't say that USA Prepares and a lot of people on the alternative media didn't do more to warn us. To warn you, because that's what I spend most of my time on, which is this so-called bioweapon, what they call a vaccine, change the definition on, for rolling out a depopulation agenda. Next. This is a little election fraud here. Because I'm running out of time, obviously I'm not getting to anything. Officials sabotaged election day on November 8th when 75% of votes were for Kerry Lake. Nearly 250,000 voting attempts failed. 250,000, according to the system log files that was obtained via FOIA. Okay, according to the system log files, that's called proof, people. Okay. Election day footage of unbelievable ballot rejections in Maricopa County. They even have footage of it. Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers reacts to newly discovered signature verification and voting machine failures that put over 500,000 2022 election ballots into question. Are you listening, folks? This is video. Nearly 300,000 ballots in 2022 would fail signature verification, over 1,800 blank ballot envelopes, dead voters, incorrect signatures in Maricopa County. You can't even make this stuff up, folks. Next, Arizona Senate presentation reveals that hundreds of failed tabulators in Maricopa County likely misread 250,000 ballots during the 2022 election. And the Kerry Lake's team says there's more evidence to come. People, come on. We need to wake up. This is why when the judges and lawyers sell us out for blackmail, for money, we have to create our own grand juries. We have to have active grand juries sitting by. Kerry Lake, are you listening? You're not going to be able to go to a judge or a lawyer or a politician. They are not doing their job. How many tens of thousands of examples have we given? Oh, and guess what Arizona and Hobbs is doing, Katie Hobbs and Arizona regime is doing to Kerry Lake? They want to arrest her, try her, jail her on felony charges now for exercising her First Amendment right and exposing election fraud. You can't even make this is Stalin, Hitler type, Nazi type stuff that we're seeing right now, folks. This is why, Kerry Lake, you cannot use the system. It's corrupt. They are not doing their job. They're all cowards. Democrats sue to kill Washington's one election security feature, which makes fraud easier, and that's basically signature verification. You can't even make this stuff up. Listen to the title, Democrats Sue. Can't you see what's happening here, folks? The system is illegitimate. Here's an article and a video about Ray Epps, a never-seen-before leaked video of Ray Epps breaching the government fencing. And the question here is the government doctoring video to cover up for Ray Epps and incriminate the Proud Boys at their show trial. And that's just part of the 1,400 hours. And what I read, I don't even know if they're going to release it all. If they do, it's going to be so slow and take years. I remember reading an article to you folks, to our listeners, saying that they were going to hide it for 50 years. Look, we've given articles on this so much pathetic chain of custody proof, voting from deleted memory cards, vacant lots, people voting over 100 years old, fake absentee ballots, corrupt down ballots, voter corruption rolls, machines flipping votes, designer software, voting by mail with the U.S. Post Office saying they're going to handle all mail-in ballots. We know what happened there. No proof of ID. More voters and voters in counties and states. Phantom votes. No signature verification. Go to Inside the Machines on frankspeech.com, Mike Lindell. It's just bought and paid for, folks. It's illegitimate. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Cheatin, back to you.
Well, thank you, sir. We only have a few minutes left, folks. I'm going to switch over to some economic news just so you know what we're dealing with. And I think every baby in the forest knows it's not good news. Basically, global smartphone shipments seeing record-breaking drops. And I think it's a combination, not just because of expense, but because people are tired of being traced, tracked, listened to, and created databases on. Biden approves 16 million people for student loan bailout. I think that still has to go through the courts. But keep in mind, for those of you who decided to be frugal, not go to college, take up a trade, which you were way more intelligent to do, by the way, you are going to have to pay for other people who got the bailout. Next article, San Diego is preparing to tax residents by miles driven. You're the beta test in America, folks. You got to be aware of everything that's going on here. Massive fire at Hillendale Farms in Connecticut, largest supplier of chicken eggs. And by the way, did you know that Bill Gates invested a decade ago in artificial eggs before the egg shortage occurred? Look, it doesn't matter if it's global warming. It doesn't matter if it's eggs. It doesn't matter what it is. The elite not only want to take you down and make you dependent on the system and give you beer money, but everything that they do is funneling to make money for themselves. It's power, money, and control. And just a little FYI here, folks. For those of you who are small and medium-sized businesses, I've talked about this under Ideas and Solutions many times. This is the last time, the last opportunity you're going to have to create an alliance and declare your word of honor to your customers that you're going to use cash, gold, or silver as commerce. That's called decentralizing, folks, because if they come out with central bank digital currencies, you're all done. Next. The IMF just wrote a 37-page research paper titled Gold as International Reserves. So basically, when you look at, for example, Russia, they're backing the ruble with gold. You look at China, you look at India, you look at Turkey, you look at a lot of the nations. They are going to use gold and silver for commerce. We need to start thinking about tangibility, about real-life scenarios, or else we're done. Tractor Supply chicken feed allegedly laced with ingredients causing chickens to stop laying eggs. Look, again, this is all they are stopping skill sets, stopping self-sufficiency. This is why, you know, they're also trying to get rid of ask the managers and the owners, are you going to keep cash, or are you going to keep cash registers? Are you going to keep people at the cash registers, or are you going to eliminate it? If they're going to eliminate it, stop them now. Stop going to these businesses, okay? And I just want to make a little announcement here in the last few seconds. The Gateway Pundit just came out with an article in the last few hours titled, Please Pray for the Gateway Pundit. TheGatewayPundit.com. Basically, what they're about to do in the next coming days is release a bunch of criminal acts by Joe Biden and son Hunter. Let me repeat that. The Gateway Pundit is going to release documents. What do we call documents? Facts, proof, truth, evidence. In the next coming days, that numerous crimes by Joe Biden and his son Hunter. I want everybody to copy that. I'm not being condescending by repeating it. Vince, we're down to probably seconds, maybe a minute or two. I'd like to give you the floor, and remember, it's all your fault, Vince.
Well, Rich, after yesterday's broadcast, Herman called, and he talked about chicken feed and how they've stopped laying eggs. Now, this is all alleged, so we don't know. However, I did some research about the chicken feed, and it seems that chickens are stopping their egg production. So the alternative, I called Herman after the broadcast privately, and I discussed this with him. So the research that I did was I called the local farmers co-op. We buy grains and chicken feed from them. We have not had a problem. We just have the normal 40 or 50% egg reduction in the cold weather. That's normal, class. Every year when it, you know, during the winter, chickens stop the production, and it decreases about 40 or 50%. That's normal. So, but the egg production does not go to zero. It just goes to about half. Well, goat feed has been tried, and it seems to work. And I talked to a young man who has been with the Farmers Co-op for quite a while, and he said that in Lebanon, Missouri, there was a farmer who had chickens and goats, and he fed goat feed to both. However, there's two protein amounts for goat feed. One is around 14%, which is less than what chickens need. There's one that's 18%, which is a little bit more than they need. And that's called show goat feed. So if you're going to try this, and I have not tried it yet, but I will, I'm going to try the show goat feed. It's about $14.75 for 50 pounds. That, I think, might be the answer. Rich, thank
Jake
you so much.
Was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.